Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the king of computer usernames. That's right. P-Diva himself.
P-Diva. That's right, man.
Evan is here.
I'm owning it at this point.
You should.
There's no reason
you
not
should.
To.
It is the king of bad usernames.
It's one of the better ones I've heard.
It was enough to make me spit out my water. I literally did the spit take.
Yeah, nice.
But we're back. We're making it two shows in a row.
Wow, I'm so proud of us.
Wait, is it two or three?
I think it might be three at this point. But the bigger deal, right. I mean, us doing multiple shows in a row is not that big of a deal.
Right.
It's nice, but it's not that big of a deal. But the fact that we not only planned two shows in a row, but
stuck to
the plans.
I love it when a plan comes together.
That's the more amazing thing.
Yeah.
So last week, as planned, we did The King and I,
yes,
which we were very happy about.
The funeral for a friend.
Yep. A new friend. It's like it's like meeting a guy.
Going to a retirement party.
No, what it is, it's like meeting a guy and like really liking him, or a girl, it doesn't matter the gender.
Yeah.
Just meeting someone that you really dig, and then you find out they got cancer. And then they're going to be like dead in like a couple weeks.
I got a better analogy.
I doubt it.
Yeah, no, I really do. You meet this perfect girl, and she's funny, and she's sweet, and she's kind, and she's hot. And you find out she's a lesbian.
No, because she's still
never
going to
have a shot.
You can still hang out with her. If for your analogy to be true, that would be The King and I like turning into like a Belgian place or something. Or some cuisine
Belgium.
We don't like. I couldn't think of a...
We like Belgians.
We like Belgians. What the fuck am I talking about? I can't think of a cuisine we don't
vegan.
Like. Vegan. There you go. It'd be King and I going vegan. That would be the problem.
Yeah.
No, I still like my cancer friend analogy.
It'll work. I'll allow it.
But speaking of things that may die at any moment, not to jinx it or anything, but
right.
This week, we're here in now the fourth place.
Literally at the same table.
This is the same table when we did the inn.
Right.
Subo, we were up
just a few tables.
Up a few tables.
Right. And then
Hell's Kitchen, we were further in the back.
Yeah. But they have reserved our table.
They have.
This is our table.
This is the official the memorial well-fed table.
Yes.
Soon after this place will be closed. And by this place, of course, we're talking about Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Now I had to check. Now, given the fact that this was originally a Hell's Kitchen, or at least originally as far as we're concerned. I don't know what it was before Hell's Kitchen.
I don't even think I think it was like a diner.
Maybe.
Before that, but it was a diner that like had been out of business, because this is when Hell's Kitchen came in here, it was part of that downtown revitalization.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that type of deal.
But regardless, the fact that this place is named Devil's Advocate and it's in a location that used to be part of Hell's Kitchen,
yeah.
I thought they might be related, but it turns out they're not. It just happens to be a coincidence.
Yeah. It's a good name. I like
it. It's a good name.
I get behind the name.
I like the vibe. It's, I mean, just in a little bit we've been here, you know, it is that kind of funky, you know, I'm thinking about, the, you know, I mean, the music that we're listening to right now, it's like classic, like, 60s spy.
It is the happy hour bar that I think every bar hopes to be.
Now I can see that. Yeah.
Now, we haven't had any food or drink
not,
yet.
No.
But
I like the goblets.
Yes,
that's a nice touch.
Goblets
Clown
are classy.
Shoes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Mine smells like Christmas in a glass. Oh, I'm excited.
Ooh, that's interesting. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
But it's and it's also masculine.
It is very masculine. I mean, it's obviously, you know, they're going for that gastropub.
Yeah.
But it's like gastropub meets happy hour. I mean, this place is designed. I mean, it's that small plates, but specifically small plates of meatballs.
Yeah.
That's all they do. Meatballs and assorted sides.
You're here. And good sides.
You know, and good. You know,
and good,
well,
abs.
Good. ideas for sides. We haven't had the sides yet. They might be horrible. But there's great potential.
Yeah.
There's great potential there.
If it lives up to the hype, and there has been hype.
There has definitely been some hype.
The Yelpers are... Yeah, I'm going to call them Yelpers.
No, that's appropriate. They are almost subhuman.
Are well behind this place.
Yeah.
And have given a glowing review.
Now, the counter argument to that is they were also well behind Subo.
Yeah, I know. And the Inn before that.
And the Inn. No,
Inn, then Subo, then Hell's Kitchen.
No. It was Hell's Kitchen, then Subo, then the Inn, then
Double Dead. Sure?
Yes. Yes, because we did Subo. Subo was our first year.
Could we get our intern working on that?
No, I don't. You don't need
no,
to.
No, Hell's Kitchen was our first year.
Hell's Kitchen was here first.
Right.
But Subo was here our first year.
Are
because
sure?
No, because this is well, it was in our first year of the show.
Okay.
Because this is Subo is where we did our very first Golden or Well Fetty Awards.
Okay.
It's where we announced them.
You guys are calling them Well Fetty. I like that.
Well, I almost called them the Golden Bacons.
Yeah, I know. But I'm glad that you're getting behind my wonderful ideas.
It's more out of, you know it's like the old joke about, you know, if Kobe wants a piece, it's better just to lie back and just let it happen. So it's like, it's just not worth the struggle at this point.
I like how you call him Kobe.
Kobe. It's Kobe.
You watch a lot of sports, don't you? You play soccer. Big soccer player.
He's one of the billiards players.
He darts. Darts, and he does bowling in the offseason.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Anyway, but you understand what I'm saying. Where are we going with this? It is that ideal. It's that ideal happy hour mix. You've got something that everybody's used to, with a little bit of a twist. That seems to be kind of the theme, and we won't talk too much about it.
Oh boy.
Double horseback, double
eggs,
and I'll be back with the rest of the order.
Excellent.
So.
That smells so good.
I actually got a chance to go to New Bohemia this week.
You son of a bitch.
I got invited out to an impromptu lunch.
That was us. That was me. You jerk.
Maybe if you lived in the cities and not out in the suburban hellscape that you live in.
I'm so hurt right now.
Well, get over
no,
it.
No, I'm getting all teary.
Eat your broccoli and get over it.
No.
But no.
I want to go to that place so hard.
We can go there next week.
Fine.
If for no other reason than they have possibly, if you could distill this show into a dish, it would be this thing, which I won't talk about. We'll talk about that when we finally go there. Oh my!
Oh my!
You slide your foot
over. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh joy!
Wow!
It just keeps coming.
Do it that way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right. So what do we have here?
This is our red curry chicken bowl.
Okay.
Then we have our falafel with the yogurt sauce.
Okay.
We have our beef with our pomodoro, our chicken with our mushroom, and our pork with our Sunday gravy.
Awesome. This is the Sunday gravy?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, thank you.
Anything else I can get for you?
I think we're good for right now.
Okay. Enjoy. Let me know if you need anything.
All righty. All right, where was I going with this? Oh, there seems to be this kind of theme of, you know, that taking that gastropub, you know, concept, but dialing it back in terms of quantities, in terms of...
simplifying it.
Simplifying it. You know, I think on this website, it was either this website or the New Bohemia website, they talk about taking... Taking bar food to that next level, which we've heard from, you know, a dozen different places. But there's definitely seems to be that theme now where, you know, the gastropub thing is kind of passed a little bit in terms of new places.
Yeah.
And now it seems to be more taking those same ideas but applying them to a more happy hour friendly environment.
Yeah.
Like this place. So we've got a bevy of food here.
We've said this before on other shows. This is a great location.
It's a fantastic location. I'm surprised that people have had as much trouble getting a business working here as they have.
Well, and I think that it has everything to do with the menu was really complex.
Yeah, as much as I love the Inn, this is not that kind of place. What I'm saying is that does not fit this location.
No,
we're in the middle of downtown. Where, you know, there's a good crowd here, but they seem to all be coming right from work.
Yep.
You know.
this.
People don't want to go right from work and having a whole meatloaf.
The same other than the meat. People that are going to any of the theaters or orchestra hall.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
How is everything so far?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. So we're besotten with food already.
Yes, we are. It's coming down my face already.
You start where we're drinking it.
I got a brewery called Muffin Top.
Which is, you know, that's your people. Yeah. That's your people.
And then the actual beer is called Clown Shoes, which, honestly, might be the best name for.
What is that a reference to? Like, what's the first time?
I have no idea. But it's tasty.
Yeah.
It's tasty. I enjoy it. And then we got a couple of appetizers.
I haven't even said what I got to drink yet.
Go for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I forgot what I got. Oh, yeah. I got an Omegon, which I'm a big fan of their stuff. This is their Scythe and Sickle, which is their, I guess you could call it a winter brew. It's a very heavy malt with a little bit of hop to it, so it kind of cuts the, you know, I don't feel like I'm drinking, you know, shredded wheat. which sometimes when you get like really malty beers, it kind of tastes like that. So I think it's a really, really, really nice flavor and a very good winter beer.
Yeah. Mine is also a very good winter beer. It is like Christmas in a glass. It's got a lot of cinnamon and orange peel flavor to it. But not very, and it's hoppy, which I like. But there's a low carbonation level to it, so it's a little flat, but still, unfortunately, it'd be one of those things that I would pound that down really, really quickly. So, we got two appetizers.
We got the appetizers.
And
talk about what you got for yourself.
Yes. I got some sautéed broccoli rabe, which, if you haven't had broccoli rabe, think of a cross between asparagus, spinach, and broccoli. That's really the best way I can describe it. It's got the look of asparagus and the look of broccoli, but then it has the it soaks up flavor like spinach. It's really simply sautéed in some butter and garlic and red pepper.
I'll try a little bit here. I'm not a fan of broccoli in general.
That's good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I'll put that in the center.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I think what helps that is that it is very simply sautéed.
Yeah, it's not fancy.
Not much to it. Yeah. Or I shouldn't say not much to it, but just not overly complex.
And
it's
a great sharing side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also got one of their specialties is Devils on Horseback.
Yes.
Which is something we've never had on the show. Devils on Horseback is a blue cheese stuffed date wrapped in bacon, and then it's
a little balsamic
glaze type,
yeah,
over the top. And I thought it was very good, but I was a little bit worried about you.
I like it. I'm not a big date guy.
Mm-hmm. I know Heather's told.
Wow, it's painful.
You're all week.
But no, I like it. I think the bacon's good. I mean, bacon's bacon, so.
The one's bad.
Exactly. And the blue cheese is nice. It's got a good kind of musk to it, I guess. I mean, that's the only way you can really describe blue cheese taste. It's a very musky cheese.
I would go with sour before I went with musk.
No, I'm going musky.
Okay.
But, you know, I like it. You know, and I think it's a good price. I mean, the happy hour, which goes till 7, which is another late happy hour, which I dig.
Here, here.
For $3 for three of those, I think that's a screaming deal.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's very good.
But we also got the deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs.
They're kind of spicy.
They got a hit to them. I was not expecting that.
I'm not even sure where it's coming from, but it's got a little bit of stank.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, other than that, it's a pretty straightforward deviled egg, but there's some cayenne or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what that paprika, I think it's probably like a sort of hot paprika on there.
Yeah.
But good texture. You know, I compare it. I know you didn't have these, but the double legs of Nightingale.
No.
Which I had a distinct dislike to, because aside from the fact that it was caviar on deviled eggs, and like that's too many eggs in one
dish. I'd be all
dish.
About that.
I was not a fan, because all you could taste was the caviar.
Okay.
So there needs to be a little egg to it. There's definitely a good strong egg flavor to it underneath that kind of hit of spice.
Okay.
But good texture. Well, it's a properly whipped filling. Like, it's not too creamy. It stands up on its own. It's a good meringue. It's an egg meringue. Wait, meringues are made of eggs anyway.
Yeah. Egg whites.
I knew what I meant. This is a full egg. Not some pansy egg white. It's full egg.
Never go full egg. But, and this was a topic on Jason DeRush's Good Question.
Okay.
We need
to get him on the show.
Both appetizers came in threes. And his question was, why do appetizers always come in threes?
Did he answer said question?
He did, but I didn't read the answer.
Oh.
But it was something along the lines of, it looks better on the plate. No, four looks better on the plate.
More is better.
More
on the
is
plate.
Always better on the plate. That being said, we have quandary. Now, What are you thinking, quick draw? What do you want?
I would be fine going with either of them, to be honest.
So would I.
I'll take the egg.
I'll take the devil's on the
rest. All right, that works.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I like that little compromise right there.
Wow. That's what we're about.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, as if that was enough, we already got our sampler.
Yes.
Now, they do an interesting kind of ordering style here.
Yeah.
You pick, because literally all they sell in terms of main dishes
is meatballs.
Is meatballs.
Yeah.
You just pick your quantity. And you get one through four is the typical one. And you can mix and match. They've got a bunch of different sauces and things like that. Being the adventurous souls that we are, we both went with the sampler.
Right.
Which you actually save a little money on.
Yes.
And I recommend that because they're four meatball platter, which they call the bowl of balls. That's like $14.
Right.
With the sampler, it's $12 and you get five. But it's a kind of a preset for what it sounds like. So, what do we got here? I went with the pork with the great the Sunday gravy.
Sunday gravy.
Called it.
Now, it is a Italian gravy.
Yes,
so it's a basic Mother's Red Sauce type of dish.
Yep.
And I'm enjoying that one.
Yeah,
right now.
I think the pork was
awesome,
really good.
Yeah.
It's funny we both started with that one.
Well, I wanted to get both of our chicks.
Oh, you did that on purpose?
I would go through the plate.
Oh, okay. Where do we want to go from here?
Let's go across the plate to the...
We're going that route? All right. So they do the somewhat non-traditional meatball. They go with the falafel ball.
Okay.
The
yogurt sauce.
Yogurt sauce. And what I find interesting is you can mix and match all these. So you can get a pork meatball with a yogurt sauce.
Or a falafel one with a Sunday gravy.
Yes. So.
It's a good falafel.
Yep.
They're using the sprouted falafel, or sprouted chickpea.
Yep.
So it's got a slight green tinge to it, much like what we found at Foxy Falafel, friend of the show.
Yep.
Good texture, soft, mm-hmm. Kind of that light, but light. You could definitely easily make a sandwich out of this bad boy.
Not over-fried,
golden brown crust.
Yeah, cooked long enough to make keep it substantial, but not burn the hell out of it. The yogurt sauce is good.
Yeah.
I'm digging that. This is another one that's got a little bit of a heat to it.
Just on the back end, you're not getting it up front.
No. Well, most people prefer the heat on the back end.
As opposed to the front?
As opposed to the front. That's just been my experience.
You don't get around
I don't hang out in the same clubs that you do.
Not in the same circles as
no.
I am. It's very good.
It is. Surprisingly so. I'm not a huge falafel fan. But it's tasty.
No, it's one of those things. I would never even think about it until I had had Foxy Falafel way back during the Uptown Farmers Market show.
Yep.
Like, literally, that was the first time I'd ever had a falafel. And I think I would. I'd be more about it. I'm definitely more about it now after having that, but I'm unfortunately now a bit particular about it too.
You're a snob.
Yep. Really good soundtrack in here.
Yeah, I'm digging it. I'm definitely digging it. All right, where do we go from here?
Let's do this one.
Okay, that's the chicken with mushroom.
Yes. Mushroom gravy, not mushroom.
Mushroom gravy, that's true.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that. I have definitely come around on mushroom in general.
Well, good. Welcome to the party. That'd be really good with some noodles.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can get pasta with your meatballs if you want.
That'd be really good with some egg noodles.
Yeah.
Or with something dense. I think Swedish meatballs or stroganoff. But definitely a chickeny flavor rather than a pork or beef meatball that you normally
see. Yeah, and you know... Excuse me. The only thing that... Like, I'm not a big chicken meatball fan.
Me neither.
And I think this is kind of why. Or at least this doesn't convince me to change my mind. Because I don't necessarily like that chicken flavor in a meatball. I don't know what it is. And this scene, I think if I had had this, like, by itself, I'd be kind of maybe a little underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But, that, I mean, the mushroom gravy is outstanding.
I think the thing with chicken, with me at least, is when I eat chicken, I'm looking for a texture.
Mm-hmm.
And when you grind up chicken, and I have recipes that I've used ground chicken.
Oh yeah, me too.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But when you have that's a very something that has a lot of chickeny taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the experience is the
chicken
texture. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was deep.
It was very deep.
All the kidding aside, the mushroom gravy is very good. I'd be very happy with that.
So far, that's my favorite of the sauces we've had so far.
I would do the pork meatball in the mushroom gravy.
That'd be outstanding.
Yeah, buddy.
That would be outstanding. And we should stress that you do get the option. You can mix and match sauces and find your perfect combination.
Right. You're happy. You're happy place.
So, as we start to slow down a little bit, I wanted to run a situation by you.
Okay.
A situation that came up to me today. Have you ever had someone describe a food to you, or in particular like a condiment or an accoutrement to a food, but they use the wrong word?
Okay.
And even though in another context it would make sense, in the way they used it, it just makes it sound disgusting. I'm not describing this very well, but
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're just not very good with the description.
Well, no, they just use the wrong word for something. Like, or okay, let me think of this. If they're preparing something,
okay,
but they use the wrong term for it.
Okay, yeah.
And it just sounds, and you know what they mean, but it kind of turns you off what it was.
Even though
they got the word wrong, even though it's the same thing, they just got the word wrong.
Yeah.
That ever happened to you?
I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. I can't recall just the instance off the top of my head.
So, I had a day from hell today. at work. And I was pretty much on a conference call for about 6.5 hours today with a short break in between. So knowing I didn't have a whole lot of time before I had to get back on this stupid call, I ran downstairs to the basement, the bottom floor of my building, because that was the quickest food I could find for lunch. So I went to the Arby's.
You know, always reliable.
Whatever. People have varying opinions on Arby's. Whatever.
I love me some Arby's, but you gotta stick with the basics. Don't get fancy.
Fine. Well, I went. I got a combo meal. And I went with their chicken strips in the combo meal, which I like their chicken strips.
Go to Arby's and not get the roast beef.
I cannot remember the last time I ate at Arby's and got their roast beef. Every time I go there, I get something else.
Okay.
But regardless, so they asked me what kind of sauce I wanted with the chicken strips, and I'm like, barbecue, fine. And I went, instead of the curly fries, I went with a side salad.
But I would have gotten potato cakes, but to each their own.
I'm trying to be a little better, you know.
Nothing's better than potato cakes.
I have them for breakfast on a regular occasion, so.
Fair enough.
The potato cakes get eaten.
You're going to hate this one.
Okay, what is that one?
That is the curry.
That is the curry one?
It's very good, but I don't think you're going to like it.
Okay, all right.
Personal opinion.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Then they asked me what kind of sauce I wanted on the salad.
Wouldn't that be dressing?
It would be dressing.
Okay.
But for some reason, the fact that she said, what sauce do you want, almost made me order something else. Like, I was so disgusted with the thought of salad with sauce
like
on it.
Like barbecue sauce on a salad, yeah.
No. I just said ranch, and she's like, okay. But for some reason, just sauce on a salad just sounded so disgusting to me.
Right. I get what you're saying.
And
you're overthinking it, but I get what you're saying.
Well, that's my life, as right. I overthink things. But it was just one of those, like, if you just said dressing, I wouldn't have even thought twice. But because you called it sauce, I'm now thinking about this.
I can't think of a time, unfortunately, I can't think of a time off the top of my head where that's happened, where somebody just completely ruins a dining opportunity by just using the correct, using the incorrect description for something.
Uh-huh.
But I can completely get your quandary. What do you think of that one?
What kind of meat is it? Is this chicken?
I don't know.
I'll have to double check.
I don't think it was chicken.
I don't know. We'll double check.
Sorry.
I actually kind of like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not expecting it.
I don't know. I kind of like it. The curry itself is not a... I'm trying to think of the right term for it. It's a very kind of bright curry, if that makes any sense. It seems very floral.
It's definitely got some Thai basil in there.
Yeah.
But it also... It's a red curry, but it's not a spicy red curry.
No.
There's a fair amount of the...
It's very sweet.
The coconut milk to red curry.
It's a very, very heavy coconut milk.
Yeah, so it's got an overt sweetness to it. The pair is really, really well with whatever meat that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is really, really good, actually.
I'm surprised you like that.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan. And again, a little heat on the back end, but not too much.
Right. Because I think that one is my favorite.
That's right up there for me.
I like the pork and the beef, or the pork.
The pork and the Sunday gravy.
And I like that one. Unfortunately, I'm finishing with the one I think I like the least.
Really?
Which is the straight beef with pomodoro.
Huh. There's something up with that.
It's boring to me.
It's not boring to me. It's just... There's something off about it. I don't know if it's like a spice thing or...
It's missing something.
See, I'm getting the complete opposite. I'm thinking there's something extra there that I'm not expecting. And I don't necessarily like it.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan, I guess.
It's weird, because I agree with you in terms of sentiment, but for completely different reasons.
To each his own.
I think it's a sauce.
Yeah.
Would you like another?
I might do something different.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure yet, though.
What was the curry? What kind of meat was that?
It's like chicken.
It is chicken. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Are you still working?
No, I'm good. Yeah. Although we might need that clipboard again.
The menu.
Oh. And then, just so you know, the happy hour does end at 7. I think there's like 15 minutes.
Okay, perfect. That works. Because I'm still hungry.
I'm still hungry, too. That was what I was worried about.
Yeah.
But we'll forge through.
Yeah, somehow we'll make it through this horrific event. Thank you. So, looking at the menu now, so we had all the different kinds of meatball that they offer.
Yep.
We had all of the sauces except for their pesto.
Right.
They do a pesto sauce. I do not like pesto.
I don't. I'm. As far as sauces are concerned, pesto is a throwaway sauce. Pesto is a cheater sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it keeps showing up, but it's like a filler.
I don't know what I want.
I think I know what beer I'm going to get next.
Alright, I'm just going to go the double.
Ooh.
God. See, because I want to get a dessert.
Right.
Did you decide on anything?
I'm going to do the Warlord Imperial IPA.
I'm good for drinks right now. I'm still looking at this stuff. Thank you.
Inside the mind.
I know. I'm torn.
I think we have to do the fried fruit pie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no more meatballs.
What?
I'm not going to do another meatball.
Really? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do another pie.
Oh, I figured you were going to get more meat.
Well, you want to split a double?
Let's split a double,
all right.
Okay.
Eat what you want. I trust your judgment.
I think we both love the chicken with the curry.
That chicken with that curry was good.
Let's do that.
You want to get two of those, or you want to get something different? See, I want to give that beef another shot.
I don't.
You don't?
I have no interest in that.
What about the pork?
What's that?
What about the pork?
I would do the pork with the.
We'll do a pork with the mushroom.
Well, I don't think we can do. I think we gotta do everything a la carte.
What?
I don't know how we do this. I think you're breaking the meatball rules.
I think we might be. You're right. My bad. Well, we could still do a la carte. We can just do two solos. That'll actually be cheaper, anyway.
That's what we got out.
Yeah. So we'll do another chicken with the curry.
Yep.
And we'll do like a pork with the mushroom.
On a fresh bun. Even better.
Score.
Done and done. And then we're doing the seasonal fried pies.
Yeah, we'll ask about the pie.
Yes. And we have to ask about the chocolate ball as well.
Yeah, ask about the chocolate ball too. What did you order for beer?
The Warlord Imperial IPA.
Oh, that's right.
And again, I get a cool goblet.
Get the goblet's the key. First, what's to do with the pies?
Right now, I believe they're pumpkin pies. They're like three like fried pies. Right okay. now, I believe they're pumpkin. To double check on that.
Okay. Well, we'll do. We're gonna do a single of the chicken with the curry.
It's only for these. You can order.
Oh.
I didn't read the.
We're breaking the rules.
Yeah,
sir.
I didn't read the graph.
There's a lot of math involved with this. Yeah. I don't know if I approve. Well, if we can't get the curry, that changes things.
Yes, it does. But the mother sauce would be my second choice. Or the falafel.
The Sunday gravy?
The Sunday gravy.
You know, I'm fine not getting another falafel.
As far as the chef sampler goes, everything on there is always the same, except every week we have, like, they call it our daily special.
Uh-huh.
So you... This is what, and they put that's the fifth meatball. That's one of our specials.
Gotcha.
It comes with two in the order, and it's served over like rice and beans.
I'll skip that. All right, so we'll do a chicken with the Sunday gravy, and we'll do a pork with the mushroom.
Okay.
And we will, and if you could check on the pies, that would be great.
Gotcha.
Check on the pie
for me. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
How are we doing for time here?
They have a pumpkin and Summit oatmeal stout milkshake. That's way too much going on.
Yeah, I think that might be too much.
It is way too much.
It's still pumpkin. All right, we'll do the pies too.
Okay, did you want me to put it in all together or wait till you're done with?
You can do it all together.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you want another beverage?
I'm good for right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Doing damage on this menu.
We are. We're explorers.
Yes.
So, my friend.
Yes.
How has your life been?
Good. I'm gonna eat the rest of this broccoli.
Go ahead.
I had my annual catering event for my mother's Christmas party. I use catering event in air quotes because it's basically, hey, you want to cook for us? Sure, why not? Make a couple bucks.
It's your mom.
Yeah. Make a couple bucks and call it a day. But an excellent success, and I've come to the realization that I prefer cooking small rather than big. I know that makes zero sense.
Well, I mean, you're used to dealing with your wang size.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you can't just T-ball this stuff up.
I understand, but yeah, whatever. But I enjoy making appetizers than I do making main courses.
Okay.
And I like making intricate appetizers.
I'm shaking my head at you.
Why?
We've discussed this on the show several times.
What?
Your metamorphosis into a food snob.
Oh yeah.
The fact that you are not only dealing entirely, you may call them, you know, appetizers, but you're dealing with small plates.
Hors d'oeuvres.
You're dealing
tapas.
With tapas.
Tapas is what
and
we like to call
it. Intricate tapas at that.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it.
You're turning into a hipster.
How dare you, sir?
I'm not there.
I'm not there.
You're getting close. Well, tell me what you made so I can make fun of you.
So we did four appetizers.
Okay.
And we did.
Because as we established, four is better than three.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The first appetizer was my personal favorite thing in the world to make, which are Piri Piri wings, which I've discussed on the show before.
Yep.
It's a South African buffalo wing with like a slightly spicy, peppery, buttery glaze over the top of it.
So your exhibit A, that you're not a food hipster, is an obscure African spiced chicken wing.
Yes. Marinated for 24 hours.
Proceed, prosecutor.
So I can grill those up on indirect heat for about 45 minutes, and they always come out perfect. And we cooked at my mom's place, but we ran into the issue that my mom has an infrared grill, which is the new thing. out there. I don't know if you've...
Well, la-di-da.
I don't know if you've dealt with this yet.
No.
But it's ridiculous. Because it gets so freaking hot so fast. I'm not kidding you. I turn this thing on. It lights like a normal propane.
Okay.
And I walked inside and came back. I turned everything up to get everything hot. And so I can scrape the grill and brush it with oil and make sure everything's fine. I was in there for 2 minutes, literally grabbing the grill brush and some oil. And I came back out, and the thing was 700 degrees on the temperature gauge. This thing is brand spanking new. Like, I think she used it about a time all summer. This
okay.
thing is ridiculous. But it's also hard to deal with. Because it gets so hot. So I stood out there for 15 minutes, just kind of tempering it to the point where I need to be able to cook this chicken so it doesn't burn.
Yeah.
But also make sure it gets done all the way. So it's about a 45-minute process.
Uh-huh.
And with my grill, you can do indirect heat, and it cooks like an oven, but then you still get the grill marks and all that fun uh-huh. stuff. So that was an interesting ordeal, because this thing, it was like surface of the sun so quickly, and glowing red, like that scary glowing red. Like, oh my, something is very, very wrong here. Melt the grill brush hot. So we did that. These bagel crisps. So you can take a bagel crisp. It's a plain bagel crisp. And then you do a little smoked salmon on top. It's a little slice of smoked salmon. And then you do a little bit of avocado on the top. So you're kind of getting that California roll vibe.
Sure.
And then you take whipping cream, not sweetened whipping cream, just heavy whipping cream. You whip that up into the normal consistency, and then you add wasabi paste to it. And then you put a little dollop of that on top of each one.
Okay.
Yeah? You'd eat that?
I would eat that, however... However,
focus back. Eyes on.
No. I'm trying to find the nicest way to put the fact that. So basically, so far we have an obscure African spice, and we've got a wasabi infused whipping cream.
Yeah.
On a salmon and avocado bagel crisp.
Yes.
Continue, Mr. Non-Hipster.
Yes, no problem. I also did a Alton Brown recipe.
Okay.
Roasted vegetable dip.
Okay.
Which, if you haven't tried yet, it's freaking awesome and it's ridiculously simple.
Most dips are.
Well, no, but this one, like the complex flavors that you're getting out of it, you're just like, wow, I'm really good at cooking type of deal. Like,
okay.
Literally, the responses we're getting, like, oh my God, this is amazing. This must have, you know, this must be super hard or spices that I'm not used to using. It's super simple. It's a small zucchini, a small white onion, a red pepper seeded, and then a jalapeno. And you throw them in the oven with a tablespoon of olive oil, some salt and pepper, 45 minutes at about 350 degrees. Just so they get a little burn. That, throw it in the, let it cool down, and then throw it in the food processor. Oh my.
Cool.
That looks exciting.
Oop. Thank you. Oop.
Make room, man.
Oh, sorry.
Alright, so the mushroom sauce and
the cream.
Perfect.
Very good. Thank you.
We gotta have those
suckers. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And then you let it cool down, and you throw it in the food processor with a brick of cream cheese. And you blend it until it's somewhat smooth. It's still got a little bit of chunk to it, but, you know, just kind of nice and smooth.
I mangled the hell out of that.
And then you serve it with whatever bread looks good.
Okay.
Or sounds good after you taste it. You serve it with some pumpernickel, and it was freaking awesome. My God. Have you ever been out in public before?
There's no sharpness to this knife.
And that was awesome and well received.
I can understand that.
So that was good. And then did a... I feel silly just saying this one. We did a crostini.
Did you hear the face palm there?
I know. We did a crostini. And then I roasted some baby bell tomatoes. So roasted that off in the onion, roasted that off in the oven with some thinly sliced garlic and olive oil, just tossed together, and roasted it off until everything was kind of soft, and then let it cool down and let it become like kind of a tomato paste, if you will. Took a crostini, put a nice swath of goat cheese on it, and then topped it with that. And or with the tomato mixture and a little bit of parsley over the top. It was freaking awesome. You're a witness.
The only one you might be able to pass on is the roasted vegetable dip. The rest are high hipster marks.
Okay.
The only thing that would have made it worse
is... Can I redeem myself with the meme?
The only thing that would have made it worse is if you'd thrown a little molecular gastronomy into that. Oh, and you're willing to give me crap about not being shown in public when you're dripping out of your beard. Get you a bib, for God's sakes.
Damn it.
What's wrong with you? Can't take you anywhere.
No, you really can't.
No.
Damn it.
It's all right. Well, what was your main? Because you think you feel it, well, you're still a mess up here.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, you got it. You're good.
You're good? All right.
You're fine.
All right. So for the main, we went back to the Sir Elton the Brown well.
Okay.
So I think that redeems me just a little bit. That I was going.
You haven't said, he can be very hipsterish, so.
He did the city ham. Are you familiar with the city ham?
You talked about that last week.
City ham. Might be the most glorious ham of all hams. And it's, again, so simple that even you could do it.
Even that's the caveman can do that's it. That's hurtful.
It's ridiculously simple. And what it is you take what's called a city ham. It's a bone-in ham that's not spiral cut.
Okay.
And it has a bone in. I mean, just very, very basic. You wash it. Then you throw it in the oven. You shove the thermometer in there. You temp the very good. Then you temp the foil over the top, and you cook it 250 degrees until it hits about 130 degrees. But before you've done that, while still in the pan, you score the outside skin. So when it comes out of the oven after the first cooking, you can just peel off these diamond-shaped pieces of skin. And then once it's kind of, you have this bare ham, you take spicy brown mustard, and you basically slather it all over the ham. It's a very sexy recipe.
Yeah. It does sound good.
Then you take brown sugar and you pack it onto that. And just when you thought you were done, you're not. You take bourbon in a spray bottle, and you spray that all over the ham. Then
this is sounding way too complicated.
No, this is the last step. Then you take ginger snaps, crushed ginger snap cookies.
Okay.
And you smoosh that all over the top. And you cook that bad boy until it hits about 140 degrees. And you take it out and let it rest for about a half hour. If you can stand that long. Because the smell coming off this sumbitch is exquisite. And that's literally the only word I can use for this.
Literally?
Yeah.
Wow.
Needless to say,
there were no leftovers.
It was like candied ham.
I like candied ham.
It was magnificent, and there was nothing but a bare bone left over. Did that with some roasted ripped vegetables, a little bit of olive oil and thyme. Really, really basic, but a lot of different colored ripped vegetables, so beets, carrots, and onions, and garlic, and potatoes, and just very, very good, but earthy. Prepared perfectly with that, and some sautéed string beans.
Okay.
Sautéed with just olive oil and garlic.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Wow. Well, if you're done.
I'm done.
Okay. So we got our second round. We did the pork with the mushroom.
So the mushroom.
The pork with the mushroom. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, that's much better than the chicken.
Yeah. That's an exquisite combination. The chicken, I think that the chicken that we got with the chicken and the mushroom that we got, I think the grind was off because the
it's too smooth.
No, I was gonna say like the one we got with the curry, yeah, and then this one that we got with the Sunday gravy was much more consistent. I felt that the mushroom one was almost too loose.
Oh.
Yeah. But I regardless, I think the curry one and the one we just got was a much better one than before. Then we got one of their desserts.
Yes.
Which is their seasonal fried pies. Think of just a high buck version of your McDonald's fried apple pie. They're kind of a wonton size. They're dusted with cinnamon sugar and then this kind of a
coated.
Yeah, it's true. Sandblasted.
Exactly.
Cinnamon sugar.
There's nothing dainty about
this. No, God no. And then of course, you know, you got the little the vanilla frosting on top there. And the seasonal one this time is a pumpkin. Now we've had one. You've pretty much finished one already.
Yep.
Comes in threes, as you know, we've figured out. It seems to be the thing. Your opinion, sir?
I think I'd like it better if it was apple.
Really?
Yeah. It's not that I dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm used to a cool pumpkin pie.
I see what you're saying. So it's the warm pumpkin that's throwing you off.
It's throwing me off a bit.
Really?
Because I think warm pumpkin that I get go to warm, kind of warm squash.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. That was one thing I was going to say is that you definitely, it doesn't feel like pumpkin pie.
No.
It feels like pumpkin.
Yeah.
Which is very different.
I'm not getting a whole lot of that nutmeggy flavor to it.
Yeah, it's straight up pumpkin.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you can take or leave depending on your taste. But, you know, if you're expecting like a pumpkin pie, that's not what this is. I liked it a lot.
I do too. But when I think...
It wasn't what you were expecting.
No. I wanted something sweeter.
Do you want to split it?
Yeah, let's split it. All
right.
I was expecting something sweeter.
Yeah, it's definitely different, and this is one I would love to revisit. This is the worst fucking knife.
Like a butter knife.
God damn it!
It would have been easier had you just bitten off your half.
Probably, yeah. Whatever.
The frosting is very good. Whatever glaze, like uber sweet glaze this is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying that.
I mean, taken from like the, you know, the 100-foot view of these, this has amazing potential.
Uh-huh.
You know, an apple would be outstanding.
Cherry.
Cherry.
Blueberry.
Bumbleberry would be awesome.
Bumbleberry.
It's a mix of blueberries, strawberries, and there's a third berry in there. But apparently, that's like an official mix of bumbleberry. It's big up in like North Minnesota. But yeah, any sort of any berry would be outstanding.
I think like a good, maybe like an apricot.
An apricot peach. Would be good. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of peach. I don't.
Neither am I.
But I think it would work. Pear.
Yeah. Pear. You know,
I have a love-hate relationship with pears.
Pears are kind of like the ugly sister of fruit.
Right.
Like they don't really do. They're not there for anything.
Right.
I don't get the point. I don't get the point of pears.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what
they
you
bring
mean.
Nothing. The only application which I enjoy them is as the base of a cider. Because I like ace pear cider. Like I think that's good.
I think we both agree that apple would be outstanding.
Well, it's basically just, you know, like it's like a McDonald's apple pie, just
right.
Clasped up.
Clasped up, and with that sauce.
The glaze or frosting or whatever you call it.
I would be in a happy place with that.
So, we've done serious Thank you.
Is there anything else I can get?
I don't think we can do any more. As much as we would like to.
Thank you.
I'll bring you a check.
So, now we've eaten our way across the menu. We didn't really talk too much about the beers. They've got a ginormous beer selection. They've got something like 40 craft beers.
Okay, 40 on tap.
On tap.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they got more in bottles.
Right.
You know, and it's all your favorites, but shit you've never heard of. Like, yeah. I'm a big fan of Omegon. I'd never heard of Scythian Sickle.
Right.
You know, and maybe that's just outing me as a low-level beer geek, but, you know.
This, I got the McNeil's Warlord Imperial IPA.
Mm-hmm.
One of their happy hour beers, $3, and that is outstanding beer.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm not a big IPA guy. That was the problem.
Well, nobody's perfect. But it is outstanding.
She forgot to split it.
She did?
Yep.
Well, we'll just put her, give her two credit cards and tell her to split it.
Yeah, that works.
Either way.
Now, looking at the check, you know, this is one of those places, kind of like the sample room, where it's hard not to end up eating more than you plan on, budgetarily.
Yep.
I mean, this can get away from you pretty quickly.
This would be... It can get away from you very quickly. However, if you don't do what we did and come here for lunch...
Lunch would be awesome.
Yeah. You could do... You would be plenty full.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most like the...
How would you like it split?
Just split right down the middle.
You could do some damage. Because most like most of the way that you can order, you can get... something with a side. So you can get a triple, which is a pretzel roll with three balls and sauce, that's served with fries or a small salad for $9.
That's pretty good.
And then you can add a fourth ball for $2. That's pretty good. Or you can do a double, which is essentially what we just ordered, and then add fries or a small salad.
Yeah.
Which should be excellent.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. I mean, it's like any of these kind of small plate-based things.
Yep.
You can, if you go into it with a certain mindset, you can do pretty well.
Yeah.
If you go to it with a different mindset, you can end up still enjoying yourself, but end up a chunk of money.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those things where I'm saving this for next time my boss is in town.
Okay.
When I'm not paying.
And just destroy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, typically we go to Ike's when my boss is in town,
right.
which is a fine establishment.
Right. However.
Thank you, both.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Too.
But I think... But I think you could definitely do some serious work.
Oh, yeah. This is also one of those places you could be for a few hours with friends.
Absolutely.
And just kind of... have a bunch of beer.
Helps if I just give her one of the checks.
Just keep eating meatballs. And, you know, we didn't mention some of the other sides that they have.
Yep.
You know, we had the broccoli rabe, but they also have some braised greens, a chop salad, market salads, fries, polenta. What is fregula? You know? F-R-E.
I was going to look that up, actually, yeah, because I'd never seen that before.
And then just kind of a unique...
How do you spell it?
F-R-E-G-U-L-A.
Fregula.
Fregula.
Wasn't he the guy from Quantum Leap?
That's Bacula.
Oh, yes. it is a Sardinian pasta that is similar to couscous.
Okay. So kind of like a dry polenta at that point.
Yeah.
I also thought that their desserts were kind of interesting as well. That we had the fried pies, but they also do a rotated milkshake schedule. We'll call it that.
That works.
But like today, they have a salted caramel milkshake, or a coconut milkshake, or a pumpkin and summit oatmeal stout milkshake.
It's tempting.
Tempting, but I'm full.
I'd be curious. I've never had a beer milkshake before. And I'm curious how stouts would do in a milkshake. I'm assuming they do well.
Oh, yeah. Would you say
so? Well, you're not going to do long division?
No, not if you've already done it for me.
The thing I like about this place, you know, we make the joke that, you know, this is somewhat cursed location.
It is. It could be gone next week.
It could. But I think of all the places, with the exception of Hell's Kitchen, which has obviously done well for itself.
Right.
I think of the three places post Hell's Kitchen, I think this has the highest potential
for success
of those three. As much as I really liked the inn.
And I like Subo. Let's not forget the bacon candy.
The bacon candy was good. But to me, the problem with the inn was is that it wasn't happy hour friendly.
No. It was expensive.
It was expensive. I think the beer list was good there, if I remember right.
The cocktail. It was cocktail.
The cocktail, yeah, that's right. They were the big cocktail thing. Which is fine, but the food, I don't think, lent itself to that happy hour.
No. I think it priced itself out of the area. I think when you have the local and the newsroom within
Barrio, and that Spanish place that I can remember, Masa.
You're so close.
It's one letter off.
Chilsa, Brits.
And Vincent's.
Right, like, all in this area.
Yeah.
You cannot price yourself out of that league. And you're out. You're unfortunately off of Nicollet, so you're gonna have to fight that too.
Yeah.
So to make something that's really, really accessible, in terms of just any idiot can order up this menu, and any idiot's gonna be happy with whatever they order.
I mean, and for a place that does meatballs, it's great that they have a falafel for, you know, vegetarians. I don't know how vegan falafels are, but
I'm pretty sure it's completely vegan.
Depends what you fry it in, I guess.
Oh yeah, but if you're frying
like lamb's blood, I think would be a problem.
Cat brains. Close. But you know, just don't price yourself out of out of.
And I think if you're paying attention and you're not trying to be a food show, I think you can do really well, like money wise here too.
We got a lot of food for as much as we pay.
Yes, and the happy hour is outstanding.
Yeah,
you know, the beer selection. You got a good range of stuff.
We save a ton of money in that on the happy hour.
You know, we've kind of skipped over like the deviled eggs and the appetizers that we did. I thought everything was good.
I think I like even though I had one more of it, I like the devils on horseback more than I like the deviled eggs, which might be the first and last time that those words are ever spoken on the show.
Yeah,
because. The deviled egg is a high holy food.
It is. But no, I was surprisingly a fan of the deviled egg, the devil on the horseback.
Devils on horseback.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
You could literally read it on top.
I could. But fuck it. You know, I was not expecting to like those, and I ended up really digging them.
I honestly wasn't expecting to like this place, and I think I would.
I went in with high hopes.
If there was a definition for cautiously optimistic, this would be the place. Just because, again, we're pretty sure it's cursed. It could be out of business next week.
True, but the other thing you got to remember is we liked all the places that we ate here.
Right.
I was not a big fan of Subo.
Kiss of death.
You're thinking it's us. That's what it is.
Yeah, it could be us.
That's fair enough. So to the owner and operator of Devil's Advocate, we apologize in advance.
Exactly.
We're very sorry. But
if there's anything we can do to help you move out,
in the next few weeks while this place is still open, be sure to come down. I like that. Again, I like that the happy hour goes till 7.
You're here.
That's awesome.
Honestly, every happy hour, especially Monday through Thursday,
should go to at least 7.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no excuse to go till 6.
You're losing money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will buy more during happy hour because I think it's a better deal.
Yeah. It may not be.
That's the type of math that goes on in my head.
Yes. And they've got, from what I've seen, a good wine selection. We didn't obviously have any. Right. But again, wine is part of the happy hour too. So definitely one of our favorite happy hours that we've done in a while.
I agree. Two thumbs way up.
So yeah. We don't want to do Mad Men Christmas next week.
No, it's too early.
It's too early.
getting close to Christmas. Let me look at the Well-Fed calendar.
Well, in two weeks, we record the day before my birthday.
Then we definitely got to do it then.
So we'll do it then. Okay. We'll do it then. So... So yeah, so look forward to that. Next week, you want to do New Bohemian? You want to do that next week?
Yes,
do
we have
do
to.
Do we want to pimp it ahead of time?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I'm kind of hurt that you went there without me. That is our restaurant, honestly.
In my defense, I was always going to go there before we went.
Okay.
Because I was a little hesitant about how the seating works.
Okay.
Because it looked like a Chipotle from the outside.
It does look like a Chipotle. I mean, I haven't driven past it, but from every picture I've ever seen ogling of the menu.
Yeah. So having now gone there, I think it works for what we want to do. So
should I not eat lunch?
I think it's like this place where the bill could get away from you pretty quickly.
Yeoman's work. I'm going to have to do.
You might have to. They do, however, have some. They do have something that the two words coming together like this beautiful whole.
Okay.
Sausage flight.
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
Yes. Yeah, it's awesome. It's like a beer flight except sausage.
Did you do it?
I did not. I didn't get it this time. But
dips.
The guy I was with had some.
How many sausages?
It's three, I think.
That's not enough. Is it in bun?
No, they're cut up. It's like pieces.
Okay.
Right. It's three, and then you get a little loaf of bread.
Oh, I don't even know what to do. I'm already excited.
I know. Well, you'll have to wait till next week.
I'm wondering if we need to save this for Mad Men Christmas episode.
It might be weird to do Mad Men Christmas there. Granted, we did it in an Indian place last year.
We'll do Mad Men Christmas. We need to kind of class up Mad Men Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll come up with something.
We'll find a place. Although, if you have suggestions
for Mad Men Christmas,
or in general, but Mad Men Christmas in specific, you can always email us wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com. You can find us on the Twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, and foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. And again, gotta shout out to intern Cody. She is continually kicking ass. So good on her.
We're here.
We need to get her on the show at some point.
She's an intern. She's got to earn her way.
I think she's earned it at this point.
She's not earned a free meal. Until I start getting paid for this, then she gets a free meal.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be really upset after the show. But anyway. Where was I going with this? Anyway,
don't know.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks to our sponsor, HopChart.com. And we'll see you next week at New Bohemia.
So excited.
You should be.
I'm not eating ever. I'm not eating between now and then.
I think you might be overselling it a little bit.
No, I'm pretty sure this is my perfect restaurant. It's beer and sausages.
It might be. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.